You guys are completely and totally insane. Uncertifiably insane. Nuts.
É você, esculturalmente perfeita, eleita a rainha da TV. Perco rebolado, deixo o ato solene pra você. Sou formado em monologia, samba e poesia.
This is a test sample of a possible podcast idea. My name is Kevin Ensko. I'm a technologist, Unix admin by trade. And I want to see, this is a pilot to see how well my voice, this recording device I'm using, which is an Olympus digital voice recorder, but it does record in stereo. Well, I guess that would be cool. I want to see how well this, how feasible this is for a podcast, and then I got to test, see what kind of ideas I could present, what would be interesting. I do have topics I'd like to cover, or at least I'd like to have covered for me, because no such podcast exists that I've been able to find. One would be on the Nokia N800 device, which I anticipate getting very soon now, and also on the MIMO, or MIMO, I guess it's pronounced, the MIMO application suite, which comes as a part of the Nokia N800, which, it's interesting because I have the Sharp Zaurus. I have a Sony Clea, I think that's what I was getting ready to say. But I do have a Sharp Zaurus, and it's Trolltech on there. Qtopia is the main platform application framework, I guess. It's Linux-based as well. And it's actually not a bad little machine. It's a little slower. I think it's a 200 MHz ARM. Whereas the Nokia N800 is a I'm trying to remember now. I think it's like a 330 megahertz. It's a special processor, and I don't remember now offhand what it was. But anyway, the Sharp Zorus was pretty cool. I can't get any good battery life out of it. It's a lithium ion, and I probably I need to try maybe another new battery in it. I think the Wi-Fi card in it draws a lot of current, as I suspect the Nokia will as well. I haven't really seen any current drain specs. Interesting. I'll have to do that test when I get it, see how much current it draws. I'll do the same thing for the Zorus. I'll do a comparison, maybe. But anyway, that's, you know, the Zorus form factor is nice enough. It's a little bulky. It can fit in your pocket. It's definitely nerd town. But, you know, it's not the easiest screen to work with. Although it's bigger than a cell phone, that's for sure. But it's not peppy. I mean, I've seen the iPhone in action. iPhone's pretty peppy. I don't remember what its processor is either. I think it's custom. But be interesting to see a comparison of these two devices. But right now I use the Zorus. I have a little charging dock, and I keep it by my bedside, so it allows me some brief wireless surfing. I do a lot of heavy thinking when I'm in bed preparing to go to sleep at night, which is probably not the greatest way to go to sleep. It makes your brain overly active when it should be shutting down. But I do tend to keep notes and pad and paper and writing devices, and I'm famous for having a DEC VT420 dumb terminal connected to a Linux box on a serial port, so I can access my email. I can do some link searching if I had to, and write notes to myself if I had to. It's kind of bulky though. It's gonna, if you think like, you know, early 1990s style keyboards. It's an LK4 type keyboard, I think they used to call it, something like that. So it's kind of bulky. It's not ideal. The Sharp wasn't ideal either because it does have a keyboard, though. It does have a fold-out keyboard. I give it that. And also the new Nokia NA10 also will have a fold-out keyboard. You know, that thing looked very close to an iPhone, and I had a hard time picturing an iPhone with a pull-out keyboard. I mean, you've almost crossed that inseparable barrier between portable device and phone. And the iPhone really is almost the size of a phone. Well, it is a phone. But if you imagine, and I played one the other day, I have a friend, Officer Al, who has one, and I played with it a little bit. If you imagine that with a keyboard, it's kind of weird. And that's how I envision the NA10. It has a keyboard, and it just seems strange to me. Looks like it's a tactile keyboard as opposed to a button. We used to say a chiclet type keyboard. So, however, it's a slightly peppier CPU according to the specs. If you read the blog ThoughtFix, I don't remember the .net com, but if you Google ThoughtFix, Tango Hotel Oscar Uniform Golf Hotel Tango Foxtrot India X-Ray. And he's apparently got a loaner model or a pre-advanced model somehow. I guess he's a Nokia fanboy or something. And he blogs a lot about it, its capabilities. And anyway, so looking forward to getting the Nokia. Hopefully we'll be ordering that this week. I'm trying to arrange the best deal with a company I trust. Buy.com seems to have the best price. But I've heard some prickly problems with Buy.com, taking forever to ship and sending the wrong thing on occasion, stuff like that. So I don't really have any experience with Buy.com, and I tend to distrust the loss leader. The next vehicles up tend to be Circuit City, I think, and Amazon, which aren't my favorite companies to deal with mail order either, so I'm still kind of doing heavy research on where to buy my Nokia N800. Oh, by the way, I've decided that I'm going to get the 800. It's quite a bit cheaper, particularly now. eBay prices are running about 2.5, even less. Even buy.com claims 243. That doesn't include tax and shipping. I don't know if there's tax, but it seems to me I can get an N800 for 2.5. Street price is supposed to be, I think, 3.5, and the street price of the NA10, I believe, is 4.5, which is quite high. It's actually now outpricing the iPhone, so remains to be seen there how successful that's going to be. I think they need to bring that price down. It does have an embedded GPS, but it has a couple of things they took away that I really like out of the N800. It took away the FM tuner, apparently, although it has an FM transmitter, so that you can, I guess, play your saved media to your car radio or something like that. Or I suppose you could walk around the neighborhood and terrorize your neighbors. And it also only has one SD, what they call the SDHZ, who I think is the high-capacity SD card. I don't remember what SD stands for, but it's a flash card. And that goes up to 8 gigs. But the N800 has two of them, whereas the N810 only has one. So I kind of was disappointed about that, although 8 gigs is a fairly decent amount of storage to have in the palm of your hand. I think my palm device, at best, maybe gets up to a gig, my Clié. Although they do make micro disk, it's a memory stick, which is not exactly an MMC multimedia card. It's not exactly an SD card, sort of in between. I believe I can get a memory stick up to 1 gig from Sony, it's a Palm, so I mean, I don't really need a gig of storage for the most part, unless I have ginormous Palm databases, which I don't. I don't even find I use the Palm databases much anymore, like I used to. I used to use them quite heavily. But I'm kind of moving to what's called a web-centric life. I'm testing the waters there. It's not perfect. For instance, there's some big hurdles to jump. For instance, wireless access isn't exactly universal. It isn't exactly free. I mean, true, most of the McDonald's now and the Starbucks, all those have wireless. I haven't been to Starbucks in a while. I don't believe they're free. I believe you have to sign up with a service. I know that's true with McDonald's. I'll use McDonald's in a pinch, particularly when I'm traveling. Usually it's like 2.5 for an hour's worth of access. I think they have a monthly contract. I suppose if I was a truck driver or something, or was on the road all the time, I'd probably sign up for that. So basically you have sort of unlimited access wherever there's a McDonald's. And I know that Love's Truck Stop has a similar thing, and so does, I'm trying to remember those other truck stops that are out there. They all have their own kind of plan. So wireless, I wouldn't say it's prolific. It's not impossible, but it's not like, you know, everywhere you go. It's not like cellular. You know, cellular access, I would have pretty much. I mean, even my parents-in-law, my folks' place up in West Virginia, which is in the middle of nowhere, even it now, as of last year, has cellular signal pretty decently, even through the house. Used to be if I went in the house, I'd lose everything. But now it permeates the house, so it's pretty strong signal now. So even there, it has cellular, but, you know, wireless, not so much. They don't even have internet access. They don't even have a computer. So it's not exactly prolific access. That's one problem. Two, web applications aren't exactly the fastest in the world. It's true I have my own web server. Actually, I have two. But they're virtual hosts. They're not, you know, the highest in horsepower. I would very much love to have my own dedicated hardware in a NOC somewhere around here. I haven't been able to find a price point that I can afford to do that. I can run it out of the house, sure, and I do have web servers in the house. But the problem there is getting the bandwidth outside the house. Plus, there's security issues. I can SSL VPN, do cool things like that. I can SSH in. I can SSH, of course, from the Nokia. Since I don't have it in my hands yet, I'm not sure what its capabilities are. I don't know how well the SSL works. All that remains to be seen. That might be a possibility. I know there's a cool little app, can't think of the name at the moment, that's like a web OS. It's like a web top inside the web server. That might be, as the more I transition from using a laptop to an internet tablet, I might be able to use, you know, that web OS. I wish I could remember the name of it. It's very popular. So I'm starting to look at how I can trim down my usual desktop applications onto the web. Email's a no-brainer, the squirrel mail. I'm putting that up on my mail server. The other things like to-dos, you know, like the things I enjoy out of the palm. To-dos, calendar, address book, memo pad, that kind of thing. How do I sync that? I mean, the Nokia has no such applications like that. I think Memo has some things that'll do similar kind of work. So the big question is, do I move that functionality to the web completely? And then what do I do when I'm disconnected? As I said, Wi-Fi isn't prolific. It isn't everywhere. So I need to have a local copy of what I found on the web. So it almost needs to be like a web synchronization type situation. I don't know. It still needs to be sorted out. I can't entirely go to a web-based life. I can't entirely carry the desktop with me everywhere either. I mean, until about 2003, my plan was to simply carry a laptop everywhere. It's getting old. It's big. It's bulky. It's slow. It's time to upgrade to a new laptop if I'm going to continue that regimen. At this point, you know, Mac seems to be the way to go. A MacBook Pro. Leopard just came out. 64-bit. And all these iLife products, software that Apple puts out, seems to be the way to go. But that seems to be going in the opposite direction of where I want to take my easeability. I guess I've coined a term, easeability. Usability. Basically, I want to be able to carry stuff in my pockets, and I don't want to have to carry bulky laptops and boot them up, even though now they have this cool technology where basically it goes to sleep or suspend. By the way, I wonder if the MacBook Pros can do that kind of stuff. But I know the Intels, they have suspend, where basically you just suspend your last session, reanimate it, and it kind of eliminates the rebooting, at least in a single day, perhaps. There's other little problems with that. I've tried that on the road, and the Wi-Fi gets a little confused sometimes. It thinks you were last talking to such and such, and now you've moved to another access point. It gets a little nutty. It's not perfect. But, you know, with a Nokia or an internet tablet, it's always on. Like a PDA, basically, it's always on, even though you can turn the display off. And it's an always-on technology, so there's no rebooting. It's just there. It's flash memory anyway. It probably would be very fast. So I'm kind of wanting to move away from the laptop life. Although for media production and, you know, high computational things, I'll never be able to get completely away from it. The question is, can those things be migrated to the web? Well, sure, I guess. It's not there yet. So the other aspect is, you know, portable media, e-books, PDFs, Adobe portable documents. There's that aspect. I can now carry my library with me. At least it's web accessible. Perhaps if I'm reading a book, I could store it on my private web area, bring it down to the local disk storage, read it, and then remove it. If I decide I want to read another book, go to my, you know, web library, pull down that book, store it locally for when I don't have Wi-Fi connection. You see where I'm going here. Of course, the killer app to the Nokia would be the cellular. They are a cellular provider. I mean, well, they're not a provider, but they're a cell phone company. So it is possible to, I would think, to integrate cell phone into the N800. So I'm kind of waiting. I was kind of hoping at the next CES in 2008 I thought, you know, it's interesting because at first I thought the Nokia A10 was a replacement for the N800. But I see now that it's obviously not a replacement, it's just a different version. It has GPS, a little less storage. Seems to be a different set of folks that might want that device. That tells me that Nokia still, this is not, you know, this is not phase 2 or phase 3 of the internet tablet roadmap. Phase 3 is probably coming in CES, so that may mean that Nokia is working on a cellular capable device. Now, if they do that, I'm all over that. That's the killer app. That's perfect because I basically have unbroken connectivity as long as it's GSM, so I can change carriers if they start getting wonky on me. I'm sure you can Google for all the stories about Verizon getting busted for claiming, and we've known this since 2005. That's why I purposely avoided Verizon's Evdo solution product. The only one out there that's truly unlimited, at least in the sense they won't cut you off, is Sprint. Sprint's Evdo. But I've also heard Trucker Tom uses Sprint Evdo. I've also heard that, you know, coverage is spotty throughout the country. So, you know, Verizon had pretty solid coverage. Now Sprint's got to catch up. And Sprint's, I wouldn't put my future in Sprint right now. I think they're pretty dead heavy. They just acquired Nextel, and Nextel's going through some rebranding along with public safety, and there's going to be some expense, heavy expense, and I don't see the Sprint-Nextel future. I really don't. I think Nextel had to do that to survive, quite frankly. And I don't see Sprint rebranding themselves or positioning themselves for much more than status quo. I don't see any innovation there. So, just passing a Florida State Trooper here. I'm passing into the little walk bridge in Lake Mary, Florida, Interstate 4. I guess there's some kind of accident here or something. But anyway, so it remains to be seen. If it, you know, like I said, you put cellular on one of these internet tablets, I'm all over that. I don't need a laptop. I think I still will. I mean, I have a work laptop. It's a Delta 610. I have a personal laptop, which is a Micron that was like from 1999. It still has Linux. I have Gen 2 Linux on it, but it's so slow. It's like 600 megahertz. It's painful to even do emerges anymore. I really need to emerge on the desktop, master it down to the celery that's in there, and just copy the images. I need to update it. I keep it around for troubleshooting. It does have a working serial port. It has USB ports. It has a network card, NIC. The modem's fried in it anymore, but you know, I could USB that if I absolutely had to. But I keep it for troubleshooting. I've got Snort on there. I've got my network tools. I've got my Etherreel, which I guess is now, it's renamed it to something else. I can't remember what it is. But it's the version I have on there is when it was called Etherreel, or Etherreel, whatever. And so anyway, I may still get a MacBook Pro and use that as my main desktop. At least in a laptop, it's portable. So if I'm going to do some kind of media production, I could take it with me on trips when I go to other people's houses, friends' houses, so forth. Right, well, let's see. How many? This is 32 minutes. My God, I can talk for 32 minutes. How about that? All right, I'm going to end it here. This is just an experiment to see if this is worth it. I'm doing this on the way home. Today is, it's Halloween, October 31st, 2007. This would be podcast number one, I guess. I have no idea what to call this. I'm not even sure I want to do this because, frankly, folks, when I'm recording a podcast on the way to work, it means I'm not able to listen to a podcast. So now I have 32 minutes lost in my podcast listening time. I now have more podcasts to listen to than I have time to listen to them. I started going to the gym in the morning. By the way, plug for Planet Fitness. A very great idea, very cool idea. It's a very inexpensive community-type gym, clean. They say no judgment. I really don't care. I mean, I'm in there with the other fat people. What do I care? But I know a lot of people are very self-conscious. And I know there's always, you know, like some of these gyms, there's the muscle guys are going there, cruising for women, chicks, you know, looking to show off, you know, and antics and all that crap. I don't really hang out in gyms, but I'm pretty aware that that kind of stuff goes on. Well, that stuff's not tolerated here. The weight section is right by the front window, so everybody can keep an eye on your goofy antics. And all the, you know, the people doing the treadmills and all that stuff, whatever those machines back there, they're all in the back of the place. So I like the way it's laid out. It's very economical. I think for my plan is $10 a month, $20 a year. I very much like it, so a definite plug for that. But anyway, that's an extra, you know, 45 minutes, an hour in my morning I can use to listen to my podcast. So I have plenty of potential listening, but I still have a lot of podcasts. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. I ended up talking way longer than I thought I would. And we'll see where this goes. I'm not even going to really advertise this first episode. Just going to share it with some friends, see what they think. Listen to their pokes and jabs, yawns, whatever. So, right, take care. If for some reason this ends up in a syndication, I can be found on, my main site is kevinensko.com, Kilo Echo Victor, India November, Sierra Charlie, OscarEcho.com. And from there, you can go to my blog section. Which is blog.kevinensko.com. I'm sure if I syndicate this, there'll be podcast links on that main site somewhere or on the blog site. Also, if you want to learn more about me, and I'm getting ready to redo my websites, I'm playing with Drupal. Maybe I should start recording about that, my experience with Drupal. But I'm going to be changing around that main website and making it more Nexus oriented, so leading you off to other places. They have so much information about me. I've got like 4 blogs I post in. I'm not prolific. I just put what I think when I blog. I blog when I discover things, so it's self-documenting for one thing, and two, you know, share the wealth. Perhaps somebody else is looking to solve the same problem I did. I wouldn't say they're earth-shattering problems, but you know, I've solved many problems by reading other people's blogs, doing a Google search and finding their blog entry. So it's self-documenting. I plan to write articles about things. Again, not earth-shattering, but I do have 4 blogs out there, geekthought.net. You'll find these on blog.kevinensko.com, but my geekthought.net, if you want me to explain my rationale, that's my thoughts on the industry in general, IT, technology, ham radio, wireless. I have a particular interest for non-terrestrial communications. That's one of my, I guess, life goals is to master wireless of all forms. Amateur radio, WiMAX, 802.11, all the emerging technologies, white TV, white space, all that. I think the future is in non-terrestrial communications. Even though there's more bandwidth to be had in copper and ground communications, wireless is just more freeing. So, and then it also includes light pulses. I'm interested in anything that can extend and improve bandwidth through the air. So that's geekthought.net. I have my morning report, which is, you know, I call the morning report, but themorningreport.com was taken. But I always loved that name. And then I think best in the morning. I'm a morning person. I rise early, typically 4:30, 5 in the morning. And that's where I think clearest, also jumping off the thoughts I had the night before, trying to get to sleep. I mentioned that earlier in the podcast. So that's the place where I write down what I've come up with. I probably rolled on that idea for 24 hours or so. And it's also a status report. Typically, it's not unusual to post there daily, sometimes twice a day. What's happening in my life, usually technically, and what I've done, what I've found a solution to, maybe new podcasts I found, just stuff, but mostly internet technical stuff. I also have home, hoteloscarmikeecro.kevinensko.com. That's my personal blog, but that's, you know, like family, very personal type issues, personal status. You know, I guess vacation photos, I don't really do that much, but that kind of stuff would be there. Not really tech. Sometimes I'm very curious about personalities and psychology and relating to people and personality types and that kind of thing. That gets posted there. And let's see, I also have fried pig. Fried pork is one of my favorite indulgences. Foxtrot Romeo Echo India Delta Papa India Golf.com. And that's where I put humorous, none of the above things. Sometimes it might be health issues I talk about. Poking fun at things. There's a word I was looking for, couldn't think of it. But satire, you know, that kind of humor, FARC kind of stuff. Although I'm not going to just blindly throw stuff out there. It's just things that I happen to think is funny or interesting or noteworthy. I've got some others. They're on the blog, kevinensko.com. If I plug that site enough. Anyway, I'm here in stuck traffic, which is not unusual. It's 9:18 in the morning. Good old Lake Mary. And I still have 35 miles to go. I work South Orlando by SeaWorld. It's amazing what I can talk about. I'm just absolutely floored that I went this long. I really didn't think I would have much to say. I'm going to let it go here, and we'll see if there's a part two. Take care.
Plutonium Mafia.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.